Jim Fossil is our NFL insider every Monday morning. Proud papa this morning, I'm guessing. That was really something yesterday.
Oh, boy. You know, it's amazing. My inbox is full, and I'm overloaded on texts from coaches that are calling me and saying, what is he doing? But, you know, he's always had that. And when he was in high school and I was coaching, he said, Dad, you need to run some fake punts. He's always like that. And when he had a decision between about four teams to go to, I told him to go with Jeff Fisher because Jeff really prides himself in special teams play, and he'll give you the green light to go. But, you know, I've never seen that in 40 years of coaching, what they did on that punt return. I mean, that's amazing. I lost it. I was following the camera, you know, on TV watching it. Where's the ball? Where's the ball? And the other guy's got it going the other way. And I talked to John twice last night, you know, and he just said, Dad, I mean, the detail, 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 because the guy that was faking catching that punt, boy, he could not call for a fair catch or the play.
No,
dead.
No.
And it just worked.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, and you just answered it, but had you ever seen that before, that new wrinkle? Would it ever have occurred you to call a play like that? Were you a conservative head coach, or did you like the flash?
You know, my philosophy was, and I always told John this, I said, you know, as a head coach, decisions I make, I never want to take the game out of the player's hands by making a, you know, if we're playing fine, then I'm not going to take unusual chances. Now, John shares the other thought, and they had to, where they are in the season, who they're playing, all that stuff. But I was probably more on the conservative side. But honestly, I've never seen that play ever.
No.
And he told me they worked on it a lot of times on Thursday. They went after, they kept repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. And, I mean, it caught everybody off guard. But I've never seen a play like that in my life.
Jim Fossil, our guest, 827 on Brady and Walker on Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Take us onto a sideline. When you are game planning, are fake plays are sort of even a flea flicker, even a double reverse, coach, are those things you say, we know we're going to implement this at some time today, or is it all situational? Do you say, now we see it and they are susceptible to this by looking at the film and looking at some of the still photos if we try it? Or do you go into a game knowing you're going to do a play like that?
No, you take it into the game, and then if the opportunity, where the game is, what's going on, then you call it. But if you make up your mind, I'm just going to run this, I don't care what the circumstances, I think it's going to blow up on you more than not. But, you know, the one thing again, I mean, it was a gutsy call, and Jeff gave him the green light. If you think it'll work, run it on the fake punt. Well-designed play. You know, Hecker was a former quarterback, so he can throw the football. And that's not the first big play he's made. He's thrown touchdown passes out of punt formation more than once. And the guy, you know, he was a free agent. He was in the Pro Bowl his second year, you know, the best punter in the league. And so they utilized him. And I think one of the big reasons John wanted him was he was a former quarterback. Yeah. He can throw the ball from punt formation.
Jim Fossil, our guest, our NFL insider here on Brady and Walker, Sportsnet 590 The Fan. Peyton Manning breaks Brett Favre's all-time touchdowns record last night. And Jim, it seems that there are two or three occasions every year where we bring up this debate, and it's who is the best quarterback of all time. Do you have Peyton in that spot?
You know, I get asked a lot on who I think is the best quarterback. That's what I did for my whole career, coach quarterbacks. You know, and I say, you got to break them down by decades. Because Peyton Manning, yeah, he's got to be arguably right in that picture with a couple of guys. But if you go back 20 years, I mean, you know, I'm a little bit favorable to John Elway because I had him in college and pros. He didn't throw the ball that much. I mean, a guy like that had no chance to set those kind of records. None. Zero. Because he didn't throw the ball that much. So you have to break it down in decades. And I would say, if you look at his numbers, I don't look at Super Bowl titles because that has a lot to do with how good a team you played on. In fact, Archie Manning might have been better than Peyton and all the Manning quarterbacks. He might have been, but he played on a lousy team. But if you take it in decades, I would say yes for him in this decade.
Now we're in the spot with Dallas where they showed something yesterday. The Giants gave him a little bit of a push, and they responded and ran away with the game at the end. It's a weird thing to say the Dallas Cowboys might be the best team in the NFL because it's been almost 19 years since we would have considered such a thing where do you see this team going, and is the sky the limit for them?
I think it is. You know, and we've talked about that. I mean, it's about the offensive line. And they're able to run the football and keep manageable third down situations. And then Tony Romo doesn't feel like he has to carry the team on his back and make dramatic throws when, you know, he's trying to stick the ball in all over the field. He is playing within himself right now. But, you know, something I always believe in, I always told the team, it's not the best team that wins, it's the team that plays the best. And right now, on all phases, they're probably playing more consistent and better than any other team.
Coach, we'll let you get to that inbox. thanks very much for this. And, yeah, like I said, proud to be a dad of somebody so creative in Jod yesterday. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. He loves that stuff. And he's matched with a perfect head coach, Jeff Fisher, who allows him to do it.